live.
Yeah, we'll do it early. Everybody keeps fucking asking, so.
Hey, are you streaming today? Hey, are you streaming today? Are you streaming yet?
We should share.
Yep, go into the news feed, and we go to in a group. No, not Fandom with Ripley Bill. Shit, that's the wrong spot.
The episode. Oh, my God.
The episode.
The episode title is exactly what it... That's what's going on today. It's very self-explanatory.
Random stuff.
Okay, there we go. Any butt, so while we wait for people to file in.
That's right, tell stories on the Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, let Uncle Seth regale everybody with the tale of bullshit.
Bullshit.
Oh, no, literally bullshit. Because remember how last time that we got together I was worried because I had, like, next to no money because now I'm getting paid. Like, it used to be I would get paid the week after we filmed. Now I get paid, like, the Friday before we record. So after I pay bills and shit, then I go, oh, good, I have, like, $2 to my name to put gas in my van to drive from one city that's, like, 60 miles away over to, or no, 120 over to this, and fucking construction up the ass and a whole bunch of bullshit.
Now, here's something to put on top of all that complaint that you just dropped. Just something extra to think about. You got a good job.
Yep.
And moved to be closer to that job,
yep.
But moved farther away from the show that you drive to. Now,
yep.
Look, then a month after getting the job, they just told you to stay home and do the job.
Yeah, it fucking back.
So if you moved.
No, not true, because to be fair, kind of. Because I had gotten the job in January and was driving from where we're at out to the job every fucking day, and then moved in, like, March, and then April they said, stay fucking home. Literally, as they're telling people to stay the fuck home, I'm like, I'm getting time and a half for coming in because it's hazard pay. Fuck that. I'm going to stay here. And they go, no, we're literally locking up the building. Nobody's allowed in. Stay the fuck home. I was like, cocksuckers. So, dealt with all that shit, but yeah. Came over last time we recorded, put the last of my money in my gas tank, and I said, okay.
What's today's date? What the fuck?
Today's date here in the U.S. of A. is
be
the
on
12th.
The screen, 'cause we're just doing video capture.
Yeah. Right.
It's 9/12/2020.
Yeah, at fucking 10 o'clock in the morning. But either way, so put the last of my money in my gas tank. I said, I should be good. No worries. Woke up Sunday. Hannah wanted to play Animal Crossing. Put the switch on the dock. It's not switching over to the TV. Take it off, put it back on the dock. It's not switching over to the TV. Unplug the HDMI cable, plug it back in. It's not switching over to the TV. Turn on the PlayStation. PlayStation switches over to the TV. So I unplug that HDMI, plug it into the fucking switch dock. Turn it on. Won't switch over to the TV. It tells me it's charging, but it's not switching over to TV. So as I'm trying to jiggle cords to figure this shit out, which I'm already pissed off because I'm hungry and I need a cigarette and I have no money for cigarettes because I smoked my last one and put the last of my fucking money in my gas tank. Jiggling cords, TV falls over and breaks. After a 3-hour freak out because I have no fucking television.
Okay. Wait. So you're messing with cords.
Yeah, I'm messing with cords. I'm trying to pull up one that's connected down by the floor.
Okay.
And I'm trying to pull it up, and the whole TV falls the fuck over.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so,
that is fucking wild.
So busted as fuck TV. And then after a 3-hour freakout, Hannah finally calls my stepmother and goes, he's losing his mind. He's sitting in the shower on the floor trying to drown himself in the shower because he has no TV. What the fuck? She goes, my stepmom goes, you know what? Just, I'll tell his dad. We'll figure it out. Give me like 5 minutes. I'll call you right back. So all of a sudden, Hannah comes in. Now, I don't know any of this. Like I said, I'm literally in the shower where our shower isn't draining correctly as the water's fucking piling up as I'm literally got my head up against the bottom of the tub, smacking my head into the tub like, how the fuck did I break a TV? Not realizing that the water's pooling up and I'm about to drown my fucking self because I'm an idiot. Finally, Hannah comes in. She goes, hey, I just called your stepmom. She said that you need to get your ass over here right now. No questions asked. Get the fuck over here now. I said, oh my God,
that's just what I want. Just what I want to do without a TV.
Yeah. She's like, stepmom said, get the fuck over. Get the fuck over. So okay, fine. So we go over there. My dad buys me up a new TV, and I said, okay, all right, I'm better. No worries. Got the TV. Got some shit squared away. We're good. Literally spent the last 2 fucking weeks trying to figure out why the fuck, or trying to figure out everything on the new TV. Because it's one of those new 4Ks where it's got the internet and shit. And you can download all the apps and everything. So I'm figuring that out, watching Cobra Kai on Netflix because it said 4K Ultra HD.
Dude, it's
so
fucking good.
I know.
That show blew me the fuck away.
So I'm doing up all that shit. Yesterday, Hannah goes, hey, I want to play Animal Crossing. I said, okay, here's the Switch. Right as I go to hand her the Switch, the HDMI cable pops out. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. So I sit on the floor. Put the HDMI cable back in. Put the Switch on the dock. Motherfucker goes right over to the TV. I was like, you son of a bitch! So apparently the entire time the HDMI cable was out just far enough that the Switch dock didn't want to accept it. So I broke a fucking TV and got an upgrade that I have to pay my fucking dad back for. All because the HDMI cable was literally 2 millimeters out.
Next time you feel like you need to jiggle a cord, maybe you should push a cord in.
That's the problem. Like I said, I pulled the last one out, put another one in, still didn't do shit, put the other one back, did all the... It's like, what the fuck is going on here?
And you remember this the next time that, like, something happens, and you're like, I don't know why this isn't working. And Seth's like, let me look at it. Let me jiggle them cords.
Yeah.
I'm not going to jiggle cords. I'm going to stay in front of the TV, make sure it doesn't fall the fuck over.
No, the big takeaway from that is don't let me do shit when I don't have cigarettes. Because the reason I did it is because I was mad, just like, give me this fucking cord, and poop.
Poot.
And all of a sudden, I started freaking out, like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And as I'm banging my head in the tub, I had a thought. Oh, now I know how Bill's dad feels all the time whenever he used to fucking scream and toe kick a fridge and break the entire fridge or rip the toilet seat off because it pinched his nutsack and he fucking frisbeed it down the hallway. Ah! Or that time he took the printer and fucking chucked it throughout the house.
Oh, shit.
Or that time he went to fucking McDonald's and they said, yeah, we're done serving breakfast. So he came home with a bucket of KFC chicken and proceeded to slam hang up a cordless phone. To which he then yells at you to go get your phone so he can then call back and slam hang up the cordless phone again. Yeah.
See, my dad was allowed to have moments like that where you could slam the fucking phone repeatedly on the wall until you actually broke what was keeping it on the wall, and then you would follow it down the wall as the cord ripped out. Just hardcore real fucking temper tantrums. And nowadays, we're like... fuck you! And we turn our phone and push the button real hard on the touch screen and it turns off and we're like, it's not nearly as satisfying.
Yeah. Not nearly as satisfying. Plus, at the same time, Dad had a badass job where he could afford another fucking phone.
When
Chuck a printer?
Yes. Yes. Oh my God, I have stories I could tell. When my dad threw a phone... it was like it exploded against the wall, and it was shrapnel, and it was cool, and afterwards he could scream about it and be pissed that he broke the phone and go out that day to Walmart and replace it for $20.
Yeah.
When I spike my phone...
yeah, you got to go out and get another personal loan from the bank. To get another fucking
I'm going to go sign into another 2-year contract and pay that motherfucker off in increments. Okay, so here we are, Sentai Review, blah, 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 Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. And we're going to start today on this Captain Power and the Soldiers of the Future.
Yeah, a bit of a... Maybe I should share a bit of a story on this one.
Sure, why not?
I just finished this last night.
Finished watching the series?
No.
Oh.
Finished making the folder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a while back somebody brought up the fact that this old show is considered tokusatsu because they got to be powered, armored up to fight these guys.
Okay.
Hmm.
So it's like, okay, I didn't think about it that way. I more or less thought about it as a weird... kids quotation show.
No, technically tokusatsu runs down Sentai is basically a team of superheroes that are usually coordinated in some sort of a style or a gimmick. And then normally when you talk about things like tokusatsu, that covers a lot cuz it's essentially special effects.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's usually special effects media. Mm-hmm. Of some sort. So a lot of weird things fall into the category, like Godzilla is considered tokusatsu.
Oh, in that case, this show is filled full of it.
And so, like, you get into stuff like that, and then you can really start, you can literally start arguing with each other about where these things fall, because there's,
Because some people consider, like somebody else said, Doctor Who is considered tokusatsu in some levels.
Yeah. Depending on your definition, you can get away with slipping in things like that.
Yeah. Right. Because if you go with a super broad definition, technically speaking, like
a lot of stuff.
The second Alien movie because
See,
of the
but that's
queen.
exactly what I'm saying. Is the definition is just Japanese term for, and this is a term, this doesn't mean it has to be Japanese television, so keep that in mind.
Yep.
It's a term for live-action film or television drama that makes heavy use of special effects. Now, because of that definition, there is so much shit that falls into that category. Like, you could argue that X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We could literally spend entire episodes reviewing X-Men costumes because, technically speaking...
Mm-hmm. Special effects.
Now, the only kicker here is that we often will fall into, like, cartoons and shit.
Yeah.
And just kind of allow ourselves to do that, when technically tokusatsu is always live action.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. So, like, Star Trek, the
so
Alien,
if you
and
wanted
Predator
to talk
movies,
about,
yeah.
If you wanted to talk about Dragon Ball Z costumes, we have to go to the live action, see?
No. No. In that case, we'd be going to Dragon Ball live action, in which case it'd still be...
It's still pretty fucking bad. Yeah. I've seen that movie.
I've seen the two movies, technically. But, yeah, also as far as this, it's like, this would have been neat to have Nick here, because he also has a bit of military background and kind of knows a bit of this military style.
So let's do this. Let's look at bad guys... Battlestar, Ground Guardian.
Blast Star? Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Blast Star. Oh, my God. Yeah. Buh, buh, buh. Oh, my God. Look at this fucking guy.
Yeah. There's, like, two CGI bad characters.
You like that guy, do you? Think he's cool, do you? Oh, my God. Fuck this guy. What in the fuck show is this? Oh, my God.
Like I said, CGI.
This is fucking...
In the 80s.
This is fucking awful. Okay, I'm dropping that zero right off the bat. This is true. Exactly what I just saw in the chat. Yeah, this is some Bionicle shit. And it's not Bionicle shit because they wanted to... It's not Bionicle shit because they wanted that art style.
Right.
It's because they didn't have much choice.
Yeah.
We weren't ready for full CGI shows, damn it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to go one because this show is supposed to take place in a future where mankind is being on the endangered species.
Humans are?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to drop a 1 as well, so that leaves this man at a 0.666 repeating.
Oh, he's great. That's a wonderful start to this wonderful series. Let's talk about Dread Troopers. What in the fuck is that about?
What, are those supposed to be like the putties?
These are like the grunts more than putty, because they do have rifles and stuff. And the reason that they are glowing is because you can have toys that can shoot at the screen.
Okay, so you could interact with this show?
Yeah, they had toys that interact with the show.
Hmm.
I wonder how that worked.
Oddly.
Probably something along the lines of, like, the light gun, where, like, you hit the button and then, like, it does the flash if you're in the white.
It's mostly, it was like a triggered starship thing that you pointed at the TV. And if you got hit so many times, your person, your character, your little toy figure flies out.
Hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so look.
The bad guys would always have these kind of glowing things, but on here it's kind of green because it's...
The interactive toy idea is really cool. Okay? It's cool. I'm sure it was a nice gimmick.
Well, of course it's a nice gimmick. Nintendo's giving it to us again.
But, that doesn't mean these guys are cool.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, am I the only one that saw that and thought, huh, if only I didn't have an apartment that had all carpeted flooring.
Okay, so I guess I've seen a hell of a lot worse. They're about a... They're two... I have seen way worse. I really have. They're not that bad.
Right.
They just, I mean, they're wearing fucking stormtrooper armor, spray painted fucking silver, and they have awful helmets. And that's about what they are.
Yeah, I'll agree to the 2.
I'll go 2-2 because they're kind of like Cybermen-ish to me.
2.066666667. And the fan's gonna blow your shit all over the floor.
Lord
sir.
Dread, here's the main bad guy.
Dip. Really, with your Terminator arm?
Look at this fucking angry geriatric cyborg.
He was Borg before Borg.
All your base are belong to him, I guess.
Hmm. Okay, so he's...
I guess they tried to do a weird combination of Darth Vader.
Yeah, because I'm seeing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No!
Yeah, I'm seeing Vader, like I said earlier, with the hand and the fact that it's just, like, metal, like the metal skeleton type of thing, like a Terminator.
Okay, well, what do you want to rate fucking Emperor Palpavader?
No, sir, I don't like it.
No shit.
I mean, to be fair, considering the fact that, like Scott said, yeah, I mean, technically he is Borg before the Borg, but I don't know, something about it, like it's a little bit too sloppy. I mean, granted, the time period, you can only do so much, but
80s, yeah.
Like,
I'll admit they do a good job of running the robot part of him over there, that it looks
right.
Like it's a very cool arm. And a lot of this, like, wires and shit like that, they do a good job, like, in this photo here.
Right.
Of making it look like parts of him have been replaced and modified.
And then he's got his M. Bison cape.
Yes.
Yes!
No, I mean, literally, it's got the shoulder pads and everything.
Yep.
It's the fucking... Yeah.
It's
I will be kind to this man. I'll give him a 2.5.
I'm going 3.
He's played by the voice actor of Magneto from the 90s X-Men cartoon. Is that real?
Huh.
I have no clue. I didn't look up the actor who played him, so...
I was going to say, if I wasn't doing scores, I'd look it up.
But... I mean, if that's a true fact, that's a cool fact, but it's not gonna change what this dude is. Look, I'm going to go ahead... And I'm going to give a 3, because there are parts of him that stand out and impress me for the time. I almost think that in this case, it's going to be a rare case of the fact that he's not moving, it actually helps him this time. Because I have a feeling if he's moving around, I can see how fake he looks, and then a score would probably drop.
Oh, do you know the kind of movement he does?
That's exactly what I'm getting at, because he probably can't move very... Because look, I'm looking at that arm, and there's no way that this show had a budget for actual animatronics. And he doesn't have his real arm in that arm, so it's just like a fucked up puppet prop. I'm positive that this suit, while looking fine, standing still, if he had to, like, kung fu fight 4 guys or some shit, it would not work out for him.
Which is why he's got grunts and soldiers and stuff like that to fight for him.
Okay, so either way, this man is a 2.833333 repeating, and I'm trying to look that up now.
Okay, so we're going to go look at Soren Sky Sentry?
Yeah. This thing would actually digitize humans.
God damn, the dude who played Magneto has a fucking ridiculous IMDb.
We were not ready for full CGI characters.
Right. Okay, what was the what's the name of the show?
Captain Power and Their Soldiers.
Yeah, he was Lord Dredd.
Neat.
And Lyman Taggart. So, I mean, unless they're the same person, but yeah.
Yeah, we were not ready for full CGI characters. And I hate to say it, but we were still not ready for full CGI characters when we got around to doing this with our Power Rangers movie.
Yeah.
As proven by our Megazord.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, that is just the CGI of the time for the Power Rangers movie, because I still love the Spawn movie, and fucking Malbolgia looks like dog shit.
He looks so bad.
Like somebody literally took dog shit and animated it. It's like, Yeah, no.
Actually, they do that on John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just going out to the yard and getting a dog to poop.
Yep.
They animated that dog shit in his front yard.
Yep.
And it's expensive.
Yep.
It's highly fucking expensive dog shit.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why I just got a text. It was from my credit card company saying thank you for your payment.
So,
okay.
Yeah, give this guy another 0. Look, these are, I mean... They're not the worst things I've ever seen, but we were not ready for this shit. And I'm sure it's very awkward. I'm sure he moves awkward. And I can feel the fail that resonates from this still image.
Right. I'm still going with a 1.
I'm going 2.
Okay, so altogether it's a 1.
Okay. Colonel Jonathan Power?
This is the main leader guy.
Wow, broken image. Haven't seen that in a year or two.
Yeah, was that what just happened here? We'll try again. Oh, watch it fail on me and be like, bing, this program is ass. Oh, damn, it worked.
There it goes. All right.
Okay. So this guy, he tried out for Top Gun, and they're like, no,
yeah.
Sorry, we're going to go with this other guy. And he was like, well, fuck, what do I do now? And they were like, well, down there we're filming this other fucking show. Yeah. It needs a guy that's kind of Top Gun. And that's how this guy got hired.
Yeah, this is...
He looks like one of the dudes that would go with Solid Snake on a mission and get shot within, like, the first 30 seconds. Like, Snake would be like, no, Rogers! Ah, fuck it.
Look at our Vex. Here's his armor.
My God.
Yeah. The plastic shiny armor.
Christ, we're Beetleborging up in this bitch.
Holy shit.
And that's a slam against Beetleborgs with this.
And this is just the leader.
Yeah, no shit.
Usually the leader gets the cool shit, so I'm really worried about the rest of the cast.
Christ.
Wow.
And that's what they transform in.
You know, sometimes you land a dream job. And then other times you walk on set and go, oh, so this is what we're doing.
Actually, that's what the original Obi-Wan actor thought.
Yeah, I heard that he didn't understand what the fuck was going on, robots and shit.
Well, that's kind of nice. Ish.
No, it's cool when these actors go out of their way to make it real for kids and shit. Yeah. I never disrespect that. Oh, boy.
So I already threw down a 1 into the calculator. What's somebody else
have? Damn.
You can tell I was done because I put my mic down and drank my tea. Well, sorry. Half watermelon tea, half lemonade, because I like that brisk shit.
.5. And that's being nice.
I don't even think I can land on a 2, because even if you're a fan of this show, so far the things in this show look bad.
Yeah, that's kind of the reason why I've been dropping 1s. I can't quite give it a 0, because it's not god-awful dog shit, but yeah.
Yeah, 1.4. Wow. We have
1.633333333 repeating.
We have to look at the rest of this show.
Now you know the reason why I had story time in the beginning. Kill a little bit of some time so we can blow through this and still reach the 45-minute mark.
Corporal Jennifer Pilot Chase. Once again, Sandra. Top Gun reject. Oh. I almost think the ladies make it worse. Oh, my God.
So anyway, back to my TV.
Fucking...
Because I got that CBS All Access now, because I was able to steal the password and log in from my stepsister. So I started watching The Twilight Zone, like the new shit. It's pretty good.
I heard it's good.
I think I'm only 2 or 3 episodes in, but yeah, it's pretty good.
I decided to kind of watch the old one first, so I've been on Netflix kind of kicking through those old episodes, and some of those I tend to forget sometimes just how good that show really was.
Right.
And I've heard this new one is doing really well.
Right, because yeah, they do have some hidden gems amongst like the first couple of seasons before it starts getting like super crazy shit.
Now, chat, you take note. You take note that we decided to talk about Twilight Zone.
Instead of fucking shiny
boobs,
garbage, yeah, titty wrap. It's not even a fucking shirt or bra or nothing. It's just shiny titty wrap. God-awful gauntlets. Fucking Terminator aviator shades.
Okay, look.
Which is the only cool thing on there.
You say these images don't help them. Can you even find, because I'm looking at the chat, and they're like, these images do not help them. Can you find images that honestly do? I mean,
right.
Because this looks terrible.
Trust me, it kind of doesn't get any better.
And to be fair, when it comes down to it, we're just looking at the images right now. Maybe in motion, yes, it helps the show. Sometimes motion helps. Sometimes motion hurts. But... yeah, but just looking at images, doing our pageant show in the beginning like we're doing, no help.
No, 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 Superman, no, no.
No, no, no good score here. No, you know home.
Yep, give this person a... This is a zero. This is awful looking.
I'm at a 1.1 and only because of the fucking Terminator shades.
The guy at least gave me like a RoboCop-esque thing that
right.
I was able to stomach it, but this looks really, really bad.
Right. So she's at a 0.7. Moving on.
Wow.
Tank.
Yep, Lieutenant Michael Tank Ellis.
Get ready for a tank.
I'm amazed Shane isn't in chat being like, oh my god, I'd rather be actually working instead of sitting here watching you live stream while I'm at work, being paid to work.
No shit.
Okay, old man Logan, calm it down.
Oh, shit. Look, this show sucks so bad. Mm-hmm. People are arguing about whether or not Netflix is good on the chat.
Wow. No, Netflix does good shit like that. Cobra Kai, I mean, to be fair, Cobra Kai was on YouTube, but... Now that they have it, they're going to make a third season, which is cool. Agretzko is pretty fucking awesome. I actually got Hannah to fucking sit and watch that with me. Although I hate it that she'd rather do the English, but, I mean, like, do the actual dub, because I'm... Or do the... Yeah, do the dub, because I'm more of a sub person, but...
Umbrella.
It's still pretty good. Yeah, Umbrella Academy is fucking amazing. I can't wait for season 3, but I want to get the book first and actually read ahead. Like, they got some good shit on Netflix. You just gotta know where the fuck to look.
You can find the books even at Barnes & Noble, so...
No, I know that. There's, what is it? There's two books that are out, which is technically the first and second season. There's a third that is paperback only, like it's single issue for right now. And then they're supposed to be working on the fourth, which is going to be season 3.
Tank.
Boba Fett, you are not my friend.
What's going on with the gun? Is that... Like, how is he holding that?
It looks like it's just attached to his arm like he's fucking Barrett.
No, I think these are his fingers. So he's holding a side thing connected to the gun. You see this?
Yeah.
I might need to zoom in some.
Yeah, either...
But if I zoom in, it's going to fuck up and I'm going to have to... Leave it and go back in, because this picture program is dick cheese.
Yeah.
I'm Discount Juggernaut, bitch.
Oh, my God.
No.
No. That's, oh, my.
No, if anything, he is Discount War Machine with fucking... Oh, my God, I don't even fucking know anymore. This is...
Okay, give Sad Budget War Machine a 1.3. This is unreleased 1994 Fantastic Four level shit.
Right.
We got Shane Hug points to give away. This guy still probably has more screen time than Boba Fett. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although, who knows?
I don't think
the
I
next
should
season...
do that. I don't think I should do what the chat has requested.
What?
Describe dick cheese.
Oh. I believe the actual clinical term for it, I believe it's smegma, I believe.
1.5.
Yes, it is.
And, yeah, I'm at the 1.5 as well, so yeah, then we divide that by 3. 1.4333 repeating.
Major Matthew Hawk Masterson. Ugh.
That doesn't help.
No, that doesn't.
Nothing in this show has helped.
Wait.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
He's got wings.
And they're not upside down, so Nick wouldn't be pissed.
Okay.
Kind of got a Rocketeer vibe.
This is probably unbelievably cheap.
Right.
Okay.
Is that actual costume, or is that somebody trying to cosplay?
That's behind the scenes.
Yeah, they're prepping him. Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay. This dude, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to do a 3.6 because when I look at him, he reminds me of two things. He reminds me of the Rocketeer, which is cool, and he reminds me of the Elite Force back when Superman came back to life and they had those jetpack troopers.
Yep. Mm.
And both those things are cool. And this dude, kind of cool. He's also reminded me of one other thing that's... I'm not telling you this is good. Do not misunderstand what I lay down here right now. It's not good. But it was a toy I played with a lot when I was growing up. He reminds me of Exo Squad, the light armored unit Exo Squads. And I played with those toys a lot.
Fuck is the dude's name? The one from Batman. Is it Firefly? The guy who runs around with the jetpack?
Okay. Yep, that's one of them, yeah. There's actually two of them. I can't remember what the other guy right now, but yeah, Firefly is one of them.
Yeah. And then wasn't there also one in Spider-Man as well, like kind of the same thing?
A jetpacky dude?
Yeah. I don't know, either way, it reminds me of something like that for the both of them. So, I mean, yeah, I'll give him a 4. He's pretty decent looking, and I can fucking link him to other shit that's actually cool.
3.3.
Cool. Neat. Cool.
So he's the highest scoring guy right now at a 3.63 repeating.
Okay, so Masterson is winning. Sergeant Robert Scout Baker.
Scout, huh? Uh-oh, we got the Winston.
This dude looks very familiar to me. Oh, not now. In the black and white, he did. From the side right here, no. But yeah, right there, I could have sworn that I'd seen him in some other movie. But no. Never mind. Ugh. Ugh. I'm sorry. Ugh. I'm sure there were intentions with this fucking show.
Right. Well, as far as I could tell, everybody has kind of like a purpose on the team. Like the last dude, he was the air fighter. This dude's a scout, which is why he's dressed kind of like a gill man.
He's supposed to go invisible.
Yeah, holding like a Metal Gear Solid fucking 9mm with a fucking silencer on it. Like the chick was probably like some fucking tactical support, which is why she had the fucking earwig and the comms mic. Tank, well, duh, that's your frontline fighter. He's supposed to go up and take all the bullets. So obviously there is a squad tactic. So far everybody's been on theme, but to be fair, with the theme, like if I'm going to watch military shit, I can either turn on an actual war movie or fucking G.I. Joe. Like,
I'm seeing people reference something now, and I'm thinking about it, and they might be right. This dude kind of looks like the American box art for Mega Man.
Yeah, only he's black and red instead of yellow and blue.
Yes.
Yeah.
One.
That killed Scott's opinion. All right. Now that I get the theme and everything, 1.5.
Okay. Let's look at these.
What you scoring him, Bill?
Oh, sorry. That guy didn't even get a score from me. Oh, yeah. Wow. Fucking 0.7.
Okay, then we divide that by the.
I'm trying to be
1.06666666667.
Trying to be very gracious.
Right.
Okay, well, there's
your full team.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Even the dude I gave a high score to, now I'm looking back there at him.
He looks like shit.
He looks like shit.
Right.
Oh, fuck. And fucking sad Sarah Connor over here.
Right.
So we have Mega Man box art. XL Squad reject, fucking sad Sarah Connor, discount, heavy discount, fucking eBay Iron Man, War Machine and fucking Sad Action Hero.
Yep.
Copper Boy.
Wow. Stop trying to be cool. Just stop. You can't pull it off, Sad Sarah Connor. Well, okay, so in this highly dangerous, volatile situation, the enemies seem to have really terrible aim.
Yeah.
Because they are shooting way the fuck above your head. And since your guns are only angled at a slight position up, that means that those, whoever you're fighting, are only slightly above you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're called Dread Troopers.
And they are shooting way up.
And yeah. The Troopers carries on with the bad aims. Yeah, they're hanging out.
Oh, man, these...
Twitch boy.
Oh, sad shit.
Yeah,
look
like
at that.
out of the quote powered up.
They're just like standard military attire for.
Yeah, outside of the costumes, they all look fine.
Yeah.
They all look like they could have been in an old fucking army series or
right.
whatever.
This could have been like a JAG spinoff.
It's like a person from each of the military branches, and even...
They could have gotten away with something in that aspect.
Right.
And yes, there was a comic book series.
I'm sorry.
And here's the jet that I was talking about.
Look at that toy. Look at that fucking toy. Oh, my God. Wow.
Don't worry. Once again, that shit's coming back and then going to turn around and go the way of the dodo with this fucking Mario Kart thing.
What, Shane? What do you mean these people are depressed? This is fucking high-quality 1980s action, man.
Late 80s.
And they're depressing you. Motherfucker, you're at work. You get to watch YouTube at work. That's not depressing.
And that privilege is sadly depressing while he's looking at these guys.
Right.
Trust me, Shane, if you watch this whole show, that's only one season, you'd be depressed too.
Man, you want to feel depression. Yeah. Okay, let's move on from them, and let's go to 2006 BioPlanet. Whoa! I don't know what the fuck that's about. W-O-O. So I don't know what this show is I just clicked on. And I don't know what we're about to look at, but Aikichi version?
Hold on, it's too tiny.
That's a toy. Okay, let's do this. Okay.
That's not
okay. Wait a second. This guy might not be awful.
Yeah, when I saw this form, it's like, it looks shades of Ultraman.
Yeah, and I agree. They say, hey, bootleg Ultraman. This looks like a Beetleborg Ultraman thing. This guy might be neat.
This form, yes.
I am not hating this weird little bug dude. I could have seen him appear in a Kamen Rider as a base form, as a younger Kamen Rider that then evolves into something else. This may have been cool. Look, I'm going to put the baseline on this one. I'm going to put 3. This guy has some potential. That's not to say potential will find him.
It's true. Hell, Gohan had potential.
I'm giving this kid form 3.
He powers up off screen. I mean,
yeah. Then he becomes fucking mystic. Which is in a fucking form.
No, it is not. Super made it official.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so everybody's in agreement. He's a 3. Even the chat agrees. He's a baseline 3.
Okay, so let's run our baseline with that guy there, and let's go to basic normal form and wonder what the fuck happened. What in the fuck?
That little creature on the shoulder is the normal form.
No.
Next.
We've lost Scott.
Yes, I know we have.
Do you realize how long I've been sitting on this fucking folder?
I need to make this. I need to make this fucking picture a background. We're gonna keep this. We're gonna upload this to the Sentai group page for anybody that wants this awful image.
Right.
Because
we'll
it's
have
so
bad. We'll have to send out the fucking Discord link.
Oh my god.
So it's a fucking chow from goddamn Sonic Adventure?
So, rate this Pokemon. we are losing Scott. I don't think he's
I'm the one
ever...
that smokes and he's fucking over here coughing and hacking.
I don't think I've ever seen him lose it this hard in
right?
our show ever.
How
many years I've been holding on to this folder?
Well, let's see. It's something that you would get from Professor Oak. 2.5, because I'm probably going to pick one of the other two.
Ronan, I can't breathe. Scott's turning red, man.
Right?
I've never seen him fucking lose it so hard.
Two.
My back hurts from laughing.
Give this guy.
Fucking shit.
Give it a one. Oh my god.
1.83333 repeating.
Wow. Wow.
Christ almighty.
I'm almost afraid. Inflated form.
Oh, okay. So that's going to be the in between from when you first get the Pokemon and the
better
form. Oh,
get the fuck out of here. It just turns into an air balloon.
Scott's fucking done, apparently.
He's so done.
Okay, Scott's fucking walking away. He gives it a
one.
He gives it a one. Okay, he held up two fingers and said one. So it's a one. Because I go with what you say.
Wow,
Shane, I know you're still here. What do you give this shit?
Oh my god.
I'm not going to tally your shit, but I just want to know what you give this out of a possible I'm fired at work for laughing.
Okay. Yeah. Holy shit.
To be fair, all it is the same thing, just bigger. I'm leaving it 2.5.
Yeah, it's a fucking large Pokemon. Give it a fucking two. It's, wow, it's what the fuck is happening right
now. So 1.8333 repeating. You stayed the fuck same.
Prepare for trouble.
Oh, it's so cute.
Oh, boy.
Well, didn't work. Let's try it again. Wow. Okay.
Nah, oh well.
Okay, so we reviewed that guy.
Yay, two down. Like seven more to go.
No.
Wow, man.
So one, two more.
So are we on 2011 Sirius Squadron Gachi Rangers?
This is a team that's introduced in a different cartoon series, or anime series, so...
So, like, it starts off as an anime and then becomes live action?
No, no.
Or
it's a anime series that introduces this in, like, some 13th episode.
Okay.
Which the anime has nothing to do with this team, so.
Oh, so it's a fake Ranger team
from
an anime. Kind of like we actually could review, and this is real, because Persona 4, in the Persona world, there is actually a Sentai team.
Yep.
And I can't remember what they're called. Neo Featherman.
Either.
Neo Featherman.
Yes, 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 yes.
We could review the Neo Featherman because that's an actual thing, too.
Or, like, we could actually sit down and review Chroma Squad, but I only just got to Season 2. So I still got a ways to go in that fucking game, and I bought it, like, 3 months ago.
Running from explosions.
Hmm. Okay.
Go, man, go. Go, man, go.
Look, I've seen worse.
Sorry, Scotty was chugging his water.
I have been under the idea, I'm surprised this has not happened, in all honesty. Because this is not the first time I've seen this, where animes will create like a Sentai
Team Power
thing.
Bomb.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a Sentai anime-esque thing yet. Like, a very blatant, this is Power Rangers anime.
Right.
I'm surprised we haven't seen that.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's always, like, nods and references in, like, an episode or two of something, but, yeah, like, full-blown actual series. Yeah, I don't think there's too many.
Okay.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I'm pretty sure I could find a few, but that would be Sentai Review After Dark.
So let's, yeah, okay, let's, this is a team, so, and that's what they're getting the team score. So they all have these little capes, they all have a type of, it's not a V, it's close to what you would see. It's almost like a bat symbol-esque thing, but you know what I'm getting
right.
at, across their chest. They all have white gloves, white boots. Their helmets are pretty much the same, aside from some visor differences.
Right.
Pink Ranger has a frowny face. Red Ranger has a happy face.
Yellow has a line.
And yes, they're very reminiscent. I agree with what I just saw in the chat. They're very reminiscent of Sun Vulcan.
Yeah.
I don't hate their belts.
Right.
I don't think the helmets are necessarily good. I actually think it's the weakest part of their costume, but it's not bad.
Right.
The rest of the costume, I think, is very solid. Well.
And, of course, they're trying to touch on that nostalgia thing, because it's very Jureinja, with black, red, yellow, and blue being guys, and pink being the only girl.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Three.
Yeah, 3.8. I actually feel like if this was a real thing, if they would do something like this for an entire series of Sentai, I would watch an animated Sentai. I know I would.
I think we've, not only have we, but I think other people have been saying, why don't they try animated?
Yeah,
with Power Rangers or Sentai. So.
With as far as they've gone so far, and like, things like Ultraman and whatnot have had animes.
Oh, yeah. There's been, I think, like, maybe two Ultraman animes, so.
Okay. Well, I'm at a 3.4, which means I got a $1,000 Price is Right bonus, because this team's a 3.4.
Okay.
Oh, and that's what fell out of my pocket. Okay. That would have sucked.
All right.
Okay, so we finished that.
There's that Sohan. I think that's the last one.
Oh, my God. Sohan. Hanzhou. In Doranja,
and it's
for Tokyo Edo Land Theme Park.
Yeah, this is for
so this
theme
is
a, park.
Okay, so this is a live show Rangers type of thing.
Yeah.
They do live shows in the. Okay, that's cool. So let's check these guys out then. All right, I'm not detesting this. It's definitely not an art style that I care about, like the whole...
When this image was revealed, a lot of people were assuming it was the next Sentai team.
Well, because, like, okay, look at the red guy, okay? To me, and I get that this is a cliche that you deal with in these kind of things, he looks like he's that uber edge cool.
Right.
And I tend to kind of fall away from that throughout
right.
the years, like... I when I was growing up, I was all about characters like Hiei, and as I've grown up and changed over the years, and that's not saying anything's wrong with you liking the characters you like. It's just, for me, I tended to start to sway away from the, this guy's badass.
Right.
Because it just kind of feels like a really stupid trope nowadays.
Right, and especially considering the fact that he's got to be super badass.
Yeah. Because
I've got a giant buster sword like Cloud Strife, but I'm dual wielding.
Yeah, because both his swords are very much like Edgelord, I'm cool.
Right.
His overcoat, which is cool. Don't misunderstand me. I think the dude looks great.
Right.
But I just get a feeling from him when I look at him that I'm not going to like him.
Well, then again, this
in
is
a show.
This is a promotional image and not the actual.
But I still think that is going to be his look.
Right.
And this is an image that I have to go on right here for first impressions.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, then let's get into the real thing then, because everybody else looks pretty okay. The gold, yellow, whatever you want to call it. I mean, he looks like he's trying to follow right behind for Edgelord, but...
Yeah, he's got that battle skirt thing, which is something we don't see too often in this Rangers.
Right.
We have seen it, but not very often do I see it.
Yeah, and the fact that he's got, like, the giant fucking Sephiroth, like, 80-foot katana. And, like... green and pink are just like, yeah, we're here. We
now,
know our fucking role.
I kind of wish I could see, and maybe we'll get a better image. I want to know what weapon the green has. Because is that like a sweet-ass fucking pike thing or something?
It's a possibility. It's either like a pike or a bow staff.
Because so far, I think all of them stand out on their own as their own idea and look pretty cool decently. Let's see if we can't find a better image for them.
Boobs.
Yeah, I was actually going to kind of say that. I actually put somebody with boobs on the TV for the kids. Although, to be fair, it is the live-action stage show shit for the theme park, so I mean...
Okay, so look. This coat is important.
Yep.
Holy shit, is that coat important for the Red Ranger? Because when you take that coat off, he looks stupid. Like, he looks stupid. I don't know why. Green is seeming to get away with it.
Right.
But maybe that's because that's the way I've seen him.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you take all the Red Ranger's cool, I'm cool shit away, he doesn't look cool.
Right.
Kid, you better be doing your homework.
He's passable.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a huge fan of him without all his stuff.
Somebody got on your fucking Steam.
Yeah, somebody's on Steam. I forgot. Wow.
She's got a fan.
Seen that before. Okay.
Yeah, that's not an outrageous weapon.
Right.
I don't know if you can... Yeah,
and
you
to be
really
fair, the way that they try to do those to make them actual weapons is they put them in, like, super hardened steel... So that way, then, when you actually hit a motherfucker, it really fucking hurts.
Kick. What is happening here?
He's making mochi.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
They have images where each of the Rangers are interacting in the area, so...
Right, because if there's some sort of theme park idea doing shows...
There's a mascot
that
we don't need.
What is with these awful mascot things we've been encountering?
Well, to be fair, that could just be something for the actual park.
Yeah.
That might not
Maybe.
Be anything associated to them. Ow, that was my wrist that exploded.
What the fuck?
Now that everybody's all fucking gung-ho for Mario shit.
What the fuck?
I've replayed fucking Super Mario 2, a.k.a. Doki Doki Panic with Mario skins,
yep.
So. To be fair, that doesn't surprise me at all.
And yes, mascots are very popular in Japan. Like, big, poofy, fun mascots. I know this. I know
yep.
That's a true thing. I seen a couple of them myself when I was there.
Yeah, there's one big sword. With handlebars to drive? Just chilling out at the track.
On the smoke break. They get a 15-minute free of the union.
The shop uses nice ingredients today as well.
Oh, that's nice. I want to see you eat. I'm saying.
I want to see them drink that shit.
Eh, give them a crazy straw that could go under the helmet. I mean.
Okay.
Oh, is that the Green's weapon over there?
Yeah.
It's like an arm thing, like almost like a shield that turns into a punch like arm thing.
Yeah, it's either like a punch arm thing or it's like a wrist-mounted crossbow type of thing.
Yeah.
Boo, eat you up!
Neat.
Give me a hug!
Okay, so look, there are some things I'm liking about them. I like that they seem integrated into the culture in a real way.
Right.
That because they're a theme park thing, they're interacting with people, they're very like part of the culture in general, and that makes them way more human and interesting to me than the superheroes that, I know this is superhero content, they usually show up, blow up a bad guy, and teleport the fuck away, and we don't have, or we're not even told how they leave. Like, there's mm-hmm. just a giant robot standing in the middle of the city, and it fucking powers down, and then I don't know where it goes.
Right.
But because I know what these guys are, and I know the amount of skill and pressure that's put on something like this, where if they fuck a show up, it's fucked up in real life, and it's there for everybody to see. That's mad props to these guys
right.
that have to hold this image. And they have to deal with fans, and boy, fans can be scary shit.
Yep.
They really can be. Like, they can be really cool, or they can be fucking frightening, because some of them are way too touchy. Some of them, like, will try to hurt you.
Yeah.
And it's weird that that's a thing, but that's a thing. And they don't even want to hurt you because they want to hurt you. Like, it's just something fucking wrong with people sometimes.
Yeah, that's pretty much all of Gretzko Season 3 is about. That's why I actually liked that season. Like, it kind of hit home a little bit. I was like, oh shit. Yeah, I forget that can happen sometimes.
So, yeah, there's that I really like. I like all of their designs. Each one of them is different enough. I wish the pink had a bit of a gimmick to herself because, okay, the red guy's the cool guy. The gold guy is this battle dude thing that's really neat and stands out on his own. The green is more basic, which I'm liking. And then we go over here to the pink, and she's basically just the green guy, and that bothers me. I wish she could have had her own thing, because everybody else kind of does. I'm going to run this at a 4.2. I've seen a hell of a lot worse. Mm-hmm. I've seen a hell of a lot better. But the fact that they're live changes the way that I view them. Because I know what kind of headache that is. They have mm-hmm. to stay Rangers all the time they are public. Yeah. And they don't have to do it for like one show where they show up on Saturday, they do like a weekend show, and then they get to go home and be themselves again. Like, these guys have to appear character all the time.
Yep, all day, every day.
4.
And I'm at a 4.6. There's only a little bit that they could have done differently to get me into an actual 5. So we do that, divide by the 3. They are a 4.26666666667.
So who is the coolest Ranger?
Oof. Good question.
The sword.
Oh, gold?
No. The sword.
Oh, the sword is the coolest. Oh, fair enough. Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of a hard decision. Because while I like pink and green because they're actually just very simplistic and basic, like, you could become, like, the next member of the team and become the fifth dude and be on par with them, like, red and the goldie guy, they've kind of got, like, a decent amount of shit going for them. And, again, if you take off his quote, Battleizer jacket, because I'm pretty sure that's how he gets his powers and can wield fucking two swords at once. He looks just like fucking Pink and Green. And then Gold's got all of his extra shit to try to help himself stand apart, like he's supposed to be the leader, but isn't, because Red can get extra powers and shit. And I don't know, it's just fucking hard to make a decision on that one.
I think I'll go Red.
Like, they're all cool in their own way. They all fit together as a theme, so, I mean, at that point, you're just kind of picking a favorite color, but I don't know.
Even though I know my views on the way they do Ultra Cools, I do like his design a lot. I think that I will give him coolest looking Ranger, even though I know that if this was a series, I would probably get tired of him being the standout guy and nobody else matters.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go Gold.
Okay.
I think it's more the boots. The boots just pop a little bit more than everything else for me.
I already said Red, so.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We went through those guys. We knocked another three off this list.
Unless, we got four out.
Unless we want to knock one more.
What?
The Daleks.
Should that get its own episode?
It's...
We're about to go on break.
Yeah, we could just wait and do that.
Okay, let's hit the break.
We could either do the Daleks when we return or the our live-action superheroes.
All right, well, let's go on break and figure it out.
Yep.
We'll be back.
I got a quarter. We'll flip.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.